On company is Juan Gonzalez speaking.
Hey, is Dennis around?
He's actually out of town on the job. Won't be back for a couple months. Is there anything we can help you with?
I don't know. Maybe does he have like a CFO or a controller, somebody that handles the financial stuff, or is it kind of just him?
I'm the chief financial officer. What can I help you with?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was just looking to follow up with you guys. We mailed you a couple offers based on your relationship with GE Capital, and I just wanted to check in and introduce myself. Do you guys have any like equipment financing needs or any working capital needs coming up that you can foresee this year or any immediate needs?
No, not at the moment. The only thing that might interest us towards as we get closer towards the end of the year is the equipment purchasing needs. But we don't. At this point, it's still too early to tell. But you definitely would appreciate a call back here in about a month or two, Tim. We can have a better answer for you on that part.
Okay, I could do that. What kind of equipment are you guys looking on getting?
Well, we got to assess the current equipment we have. We do have all the standard construction company equipment, from Bobcats to lifts, and we just want to just and annually we take a look and assess and look at the cost of maintaining the current cost to maintain the equipment by buying a new one and that cost. And so it's something we do standard, and so as we get closer towards the end of the year, we do that, and then I should be able to give you a better answer. If anything.
So you guys do that right before tax season, right? Make sure you take advantage of Section 179 and all that stuff?
Yep, definitely. I mean, our assessment will come no later than October, and then we'll look at the last quarter to take advantage of that, yes.
Okay, cool. I'll check back with you guys around like October, November. Is that a good time then?
That'd be perfect.
Okay. Anything that you foresee needing replacement, or are you not even at that point yet?
No, I don't think so. There might be an addition, depending, because we do builds for McDonald's, Taco Bell, Popeyes, and then we do have a residential division. So as our schedule for 6 or 17 lines up, we want to, depending on how that schedule starts to line up, that will determine our a lot of our heavy equipment needs and what we want to purchase beforehand to be ready.
Cool. So you guys got a lot of good contracts and good relationships there.
Yeah, we got lucky. Most of them we fell into because other people stubbed their toe, so we try not to stub our toe.
Yeah, sounds like you guys have like a small business kind of feel, but you can compete with the bigger construction companies, is that right?
We can. We got our subcontractor list, our network is 30 years old, and so we're able to, with our in-house manpower, while it might be smaller than most big companies, our overhead is smaller, so we can compete and still meet deadlines that the bigger companies are able to meet. So that's our advantage.
That's awesome. Are you guys growing this year over last year, or what's that like?
We are in a sense just a few bodies, but as far as jobs, we've got more jobs, and so we just picked up Popeyes this year. So depending on their schedule next year, we're gonna have to do a lot more juggling now that we have 3 national fast food accounts, and then we dabble with 5 Guys and a few other restaurant chains, and got to turn away work from Domino's and Subway's, but. But those are franchise, so that, when you're dealing with corporations, the money is a little bit better than the franchisees.
Cool. Yeah, I'm in the West Coast. We got 5 Guys over here, too. I think they're kind of newer. Have they been in the East Coast for a little while?
Yeah, they've been a lot longer, so.
Yeah.
A lot of their restaurants. It's not really new builds, or they're just remodeling a lot of their places, so they've been here a while.
That's awesome. If you want, I can just send you my info so you have it on file. That way, if something comes up in the meantime, you can give me a call. But what's a good email to reach you at?
J. Gonzalez. Gonzales. At Hunt Companies, one word. HuntCompanies.net.
.net. And what was your first name again, sir?
Juan. Juan.
Juan. Okay, I'm Julian Martinez. So. Pleasure meeting you, man. I'm going to send you my info so you have it on file. I know you're not looking to do the equipment till later this year, but if you guys need operating cash flow to fund any of the projects that you guys have going on, feel free to give me a call. I have you guys pre-approved based on your relationship with GE Capital from a couple years back. So we kind of operate like in the same network. So
sounds good.
Okay, Juan, pleasure chatting with you, man. Like I said, I'm just going to send you one quick email, and you'll have my info on file. And feel free to mention it to Dennis, so that way you guys, like I said, something comes up, give me a call, and I'll check with you guys like October, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
All right, you too, sir. Bye.